Now, I wish I could say that I'd found this myself, this next bit, but I don't live in the Norfolk area, so we have to give big ups to the rather amazing Jono from the website unofficialmills.co.uk. He's a legend in Norfolk, you know, now.
Is he?
Because he runs that website, yeah. He's just been crowned Mr. Cromer 2009.
Right.
Beating off stiff competition. So, anyway, he was watching Anglia News.
How did he win that? What did he have to do to qualify?
Just by being the most famous man in the whole Cromer.
He didn't just have to stand there in a pair of trunks and a sash.
God, no.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Anyway, he was watching Anglia News on ITV.
What, to see if they were reporting him becoming Mr. Cromer?
Yeah, well, you would do, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah.
If you just won it, you'd be like, am I going to be on the news? Sadly, he wasn't.
Want to shout from the rooftops.
But he did find this out. He heard this very strange ending to the news last night with the presenter of ITV Anglia News, Jonathan Wills.
It's come to my attention that last night I might have been a little bit over-familiar with my goodbyes to people. What did I say, supposedly?
I think he told you that he loved you. And he said,
well, there's nothing wrong in that
end.
With a bit of familiarity.
You do, don't you?
I do, of course. I'm very fond of my audience. However, on this evening, I will just tend to say good night and I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
So that's the apology that Norfolk viewers got last night on ITV. It seems the night before, Jonathan signed off, like I do to phone callers, and said, I love you.
Is that why? Is it the end of a news programme?
I've not heard it done before.
What's he called?
Jonathan Wills, I think.
Not Robbie Williams' mate.
No, that's Jonathan Wilkes. Okay. He doesn't do the news on Anglia. I don't think. It's Jonathan Becky. They're very good.
All right, okay.
Yeah, if you're ever in the East England.
I'll tune in, see if he loves me.
Yeah, well, we found it now.
All right.
Thanks to our friends at ITV. We've found the clip from the night before. You don't get Hugh Evers doing this on the BBC, but maybe you should.
And that's just about it, except to say that if you do want to get in touch with Becky and me, you can about anything you like on the programme, anything you maybe don't like so much, but any story ideas as well, you can by getting
Jonathan
in touch with...
Jonathan and Becky at ITV.com. We always love hearing from you.
Love you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
He did say I love you at the end. Listen again.
We always love hearing from you.
Love you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
It was that. I've only got 3 seconds left. What shall I say?
Love you.
Yeah.
I think Paxman should end news like that. And that's it for tonight. Love you. Now, the best bit is, you know, after they come off air, I always wonder to myself, what do they say to each other?
You know what, when the lights dim and they
when
shuffle
the lights
their papers.
Dim and they're doing that with their papers, and then they turn the microphones off, but you still see them on the TV. Yeah. I always think, what are they saying? Mm. Are they saying things like, well, you haven't for your tea? That's what we talk about, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing tonight? That's what we would normally talk about when the mics go off.
Thank God, that's another one over.
Yeah, do you think that's what...
That's what I'm imagining they're saying, not us, obviously.
Okay. No, I never say that.
God.
I love every show.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't referring to us, I was referring to them.
Good job. Anyway, what do you think they say? What do you say when you sign off on your sports news? You go, and good night. And then what do you say?
I don't say anything, really.
Oh.
I always think it looks a bit cheesy, that chat.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I did say things to the Italian woman when I presented with her, but it's a good job the mics were turned off at the end.
Yeah. Anyway, the best bit is, after they come off air and you see them chatting but you can't hear them, I've actually got what happened on their microphones.
Have you?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, so here's how the news ended.
We always love hearing from you.
Love you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
So he's just told everyone in the East of England that he loves him, and here's what they said with the microphones turned off.
Did I just say, what did I just say? No, that bit. No, right at the end. Becky just think I said to everyone I love them. Did I say I love you?
Don't be embarrassed, Jonathan. Spread your love.
She laughs like a drain, doesn't she?
Becky, I know.
Yeah.
She's some dirty jokes as well. Anyway, so I think they should be like, and that's all the news of tonight. I love you. Every night. I think more TV shows should finish with I love you. It's not a bad thing, Jonathan.
Is Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Dave.
Hi, Dave. Where are you today?
I'm just on the hard shoulder of the M40.
How can I help?
I once made a faux pas with saying I love you to someone I shouldn't have.
Right.
I was out for a meal, and you know, after about 5 minutes, they come over and ask how everything is.
Yeah, how's your meal? How's your meal?
Yeah, so I just turned and said, I love you. I meant to say, it's lovely, thank you.
So the waitress?
Yes, the waitress, yeah.
Oh, well done, everyone.
That went down well.
Really
actually.
Good, yeah. Yeah, you must be pleased with yourself.
Yeah.
Dave.
I was well impressed. Yeah.
Dave, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Some other ITV regions are trying to get in on the act now. Just had a couple of people text in, saying that they work on the ITV local news programmes and they're going to try and get their presenters to say it either tonight or tomorrow.
What, just so they can get played out here?
It looks that way, yeah.
That seems a little bit excessive, doesn't
Fred
it?
Fred Dynage might do it on ITV Meridian. I love that. Spread the love, ITV, you know? Coming next, Tinchy Strider and Cascada. And oh, what's occurring at 5:30 tonight? Fred's a legend, the South.
Is he?
Fred Dynage, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Used to be him and Fern Britton on our local news back in the day.
Blimey, how many years ago back there?
No, just the mid-90s. Anyway, I think there should be more love on TV programmes at the end. For instance, what about The Apprentice?
This was a total disaster. You're fired.
But I love you.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Earlier on the show, we were talking about Jonathan Wills. Now, he's off of ITV Anglia in the east of England, and he had a little bit of a thing where he accidentally told the viewers that he loved them the other night.
We always love hearing from you.
Love you. See you again tomorrow. Bye bye.
Now, this is what happened when the credits rolled and they turned the microphones off. We managed to get the recording of that.
What did I just say? No, not that, that bit. No, right at the end. Becky just think I said to everyone I love them. Did I say I love you?
You did say that.
We always love hearing from you.
Love you. See you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
We're just saying there should be more I love yous at the end of news programmes. I think.
I've just realised this. Do sound people in television still keep recording when the TV show is over?
Well, judging from that chopper, even though the viewers didn't hear that, obviously it came from somewhere.
That's
a worry, isn't it?
Anyhow.
God, that's really worrying. All the things I've said after the lottery.
Mm. What, to Drawmaster Martin, or whatever you call it?
And the voice of the balls. Oh, rubbish. Are they still recording that?
Like what? Like what stuff have you said to voice the balls?
I don't want to go into it now, but all right, they might have been recording it.
Mm.
Anyway.
That's something for us to delve into. Look at the one that doesn't speak, thinking, I wonder who I'm going to email there.
I think more news shows should finish with I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about Fred Dynage, who does Meridian ITV earlier, and he has just said it. I've got so many texts from people, like Diane from Worthing, and Craig in Southampton, John, somewhere in Dorset. Fred Dynage said you were watching. What? And then said, I love you. And then the credits rolled out.
He said you were watching?
Yeah.
Does, you might not know, does Lucy Meacock still do Granada? ITV Manchester, whatever it's called now. I'd like Lucy Meacock to do an I love you.
Would you?
Yeah.
She's a legend in the Northwest.
Definitely.
I think she's still on. Well, you know, let's put it out there. Everyone else seems to be doing it. We've got the East of England and the South.
It's the Northwest.
Yeah. I know what you like. Alexandra Burke.